If I told you all the awards he's won and movies and TV shows he's made and books that he's written, we would have no time left to talk to Henry Winkler. Most people know him as the Fonz. That's the slick teenage greaser he played on TV's Happy Days.
Could you move that up a little bit? Over to the left. Hey.
Winkler comes to Georgia this week for the Decatur Book Festival. He's the co-creator of a popular children's book series that centers on Hank Zipser, a young boy with learning difficulties. And that's something Henry knows a lot about.
I was intimidated by reading. My eyes couldn't follow the tight print on the page. So let's take A Tale of Two Cities. Let's take Ivanhoe. I couldn't read it. I dripped water on the pages. I let it dry. It crinkled up. And when I carried the book, it looked like I was abusing it. I read it so hard and never read a word.
So was it different for you then? Was it easier to read a script?
No, it wasn't. I was embarrassed for years because we did Happy Days for 10 years. Arrested Development for 3 years. You would sit around the table. You would read the script out loud, and I would stumble over every word, which not only made me feel bad, but then I would ruin the timing for my fellow actor.
So what was it like for you when you were actually diagnosed, when somebody explained to you why?
Nobody explained to me why. They explained to me about my stepson, Jed, who was in the third grade, and we had him tested, and everything that they said about him was true about me. And that's how I realized, oh my goodness, I've got something with a name. I'm not actually stupid. I'm not actually lazy. I'm not actually, trying to be a troublemaker.
And since then, you've said you're an avid reader. You can't stop.
Well, I read slowly, but I love reading people like Daniel Silva, Lee Child.
Thrillers.
I'm slogging my way through Hamilton.
The biography. So then tell me about how do you go about creating these books that you know a young child who might also be dyslexic or have some other kind of reading impediment? How do you go about knowing how to write a book that will help them?
Okay. They're not for help. They are to make the child laugh. That is the most important. And then they happen to be about my life. And we found, my partner Lynn Oliver and I have found, we're writing now the 12th novel in this series, the last Hank Zipser ever.
Why is it the last?
Well, because, it's now, I think it'll be 29 novels, and that's, we've come to the end, and we're going to start a new project, I think. But be that as it may, what we found is that if I write the truth about the emotionality of what it was like being eight and what it was like not being able to keep up with everybody and looking around and saying, I want to read, I want to do math, I want to spell, and just having a brain that wouldn't cooperate. If you write the truth, kids write you back and they say, how did you know me so well? And when you write the humor and you make them laugh, all of a sudden they like reading and they write back and they say, my funny bone fell out of my body that I laugh so hard. And then you've got parents who write us and say, I walked by my child's room, I heard them laughing, I opened the door, and they're reading their first book they wouldn't read before.
Yeah, I want to read you this review I found on Amazon, and it says, quote, "My 10-year-old son will only review this as so-so, but he lies. I said I would read these to him. By the end of two pages, he wanted to read every other page, and he wanted to read by himself. He is autistic. He still got the jokes and told me he likes stories about kids that are his kind of normal, you know, not magic or powerful, and they don't really get adults. Honestly, I wanted to see if Fonzie could tell a good story, but I'm hooked, and my son is not only reading without a fight, but with anticipation." How common is a story like that for you?
Well, first of all, let me just soak that in. I have not read that before, and that is so touching, I don't know what to do with myself. And that encapsulates the reaction that we get from the child, from teachers, from the parent, and then kids who don't have a problem learning read our books because they're funny, and they go, oh, that's why Max is like that. That's why Tiffany has that problem.
I'm speaking with actor, producer, and children's book author Henry Winkler. He's in Georgia for the Decatur Book Festival. And I want to play a clip. You actually play Mr. Rock, one of your teachers, in the TV version of this series.
Yes, can I just say this?
Sure.
We could not sell Hank Zipser on television for anything. And I finally sold it to the BBC, where it was a hit for the last 3 years, in the top 10. And it's finally coming to America.
Wow. Congratulations. When's that happening?
I can't say because there's going to be a big announcement. I'm just thrilled.
Well, let's hear a little bit of you playing Mr. Rock. In this clip, you're showing Hank how to play softball.
Okay. Hank, I am so sorry. You've got to take off your socks.
I play much better with them on.
I'm sure you do. We are not going to make fun of your toes. Unless, of course, they're hairy. At which time it's open season. Come on, as quickly as you can. People are waiting.
Okay, Hank. Easy does it. I need to hide these hideous, girly sparkles.
Okay, so is it true that the teachers, Miss Adolph and Mr. Rock, were actually based on teachers you had?
They were. Miss Adolph truly, I think, first of all, was related. And second of all, the worst teacher on the planet. Mr. Rock was the man who said to me, Winkler, if you ever do get out of high school, you're going to be great. And I held on to that one sentence until like last Wednesday.
Tempted to ask what happened last Wednesday, but I assume you're speaking metaphorically.
I want
to play another comment, and this is about your acting. This is Gary Marshall, and he's talking about your portrayal of Fonzie.
I'm watching the show. I like the tough guy, played wonderfully by Henry Winkler. He wasn't at all like Fonzie Henry Winkler, but he could act. And he just made guttural sounds and had ho-ho and hey. And a lot of them Henry made up himself, whoa-ing and hey.
So how different is the job of author, especially children's book author, from the job of actor?
Do you know what? That's an interesting question. As a matter of fact, I don't know that I've ever been asked that before. So let's look at that. Okay, so here are the similarities. You're using your imagination. As an actor, I read what the author has written about the character, what people say about the character, and how I feel as I am talking the lines to another human being. And then you put that all together, and then you put that through who you are, and you bring yourself. As an author, I'm walking around Lynn's office, or I'm sitting in the rocking chair on the other side of her desk, and I am talking, and I'm using my imagination and my instinct, and I just let it flow, and out of that comes the book. Lynn, we participate completely intertwined as authors. I mean, it is not, these stories are not as told to I talk, she types, I wait. She reads it back to me, and then we argue over every word.
I find it interesting that your fellow actors have often described you as a collaborative actor, somebody who likes to be part of a troupe, I guess.
Yes, that is true.
And you've also chosen, as an author, to be a collaborator as well.
I would not be able to write these books on my own. I mean, I am so lucky that I found Lynn. Otherwise, these books would never have gotten started. In the beginning, I was convinced that there was no way I could write. And so what I tell every child that I meet, every human being that I meet, you don't know what is lying inside you waiting to come out. And all you have to do is put one foot in front of the other and try.
How difficult will it be for you to say goodbye to Hank and Cheerio and the iguana and all the other characters in the book?
It will be difficult to say goodbye, but it is also time to let it go. And I, outside of my children and my grandchildren and my labradoodle, I don't know that I am prouder of anything I've accomplished in my life.
So when can we expect the first book and whatever might be the new series?
The new series, we've just finished the Bible, which means we have written the outline to give you the sense of what the three novels will be. And we're sending them into the publisher. And then once we get the go-ahead, after we finish the 12th Here's Hank, the last line, I will tell you, I came up with the last line of the 12th Here's Hank. And he accomplishes something that he didn't think he could do. He's in his bed. He says, he knows that he cannot keep up with the other students. He always feels badly about that. And he said, Mom, I finally realized I can be somebody.
It has been a real pleasure.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
I cannot wait to meet you. I'm not kidding. To get up to come to Decatur, and you do that only to meet you, whoever you are and whoever shows up.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's true.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday. That was actor and children's book author Henry Winkler. He's in Georgia for the Decatur Book Festival. You can see him at 5 p.m. Friday at Decatur High School's Performing Arts Center. These happy days are yours.